Let's go to Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Surely he has borne your griefs and he carried your sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our shalom was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. Now, Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Let me tell you this before I read this. These scriptures that I'm reading to you right now, I just wrote them down on a little yellow lined tablet form and just scotch taped them to my bathroom mirror. So I take a dose of healing every morning. And I pray it for Gloria. I pray it for the family. Every day. Every day. Praise God. I suggest that you do that. So when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Luke says, now Luke was a physician. He said a great fever. So this was not something like the flu or something like that. This is a killer fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her. She arose and ministered to them. She just got up and started fixing supper. It's the Sabbath, and so it's time to eat. Praise God, it's dark, let's eat. She got up and ministered to them. When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, let's look at Isaiah 53 and so forth in the Classic Amplified, if you would, please. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains and acquainted with grief and sickness. And like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. And we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Look at that. My, my, my. It was fulfilled that day. That was fulfilled that day. If it was fulfilled then, it's fulfilled today. Amen. Glory to God. Now, let's go to the 107th Psalm. The first verse, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his hesed endures forever. Hesed is a covenant term, and it's translated mercy, loving kindness, It is, what is hesed? It's in Psalm 23. Surely goodness and hesed shall follow me all the days of my life. Favor from the greater. Favor from the greater. By covenant. God is the greater. And his mercy endures forever. His hesed endures for Ecclesiastes, pronounced hesed, endures. David came in and heard that Jonathan and Saul had been killed. And he said, is there anyone from the house of Saul unto whom I can show hesed? He was king. They said, no one but Mephibosheth. But he's an invalid. He's, go get him. That's how important it is. The man that explained it to me said, and he spent a lot of time in Africa, he said, if you see a big mother elephant and she's got a little elephant and you start getting close and those big ears come like that, he said, you better get out. You're going to hit some hesed is going to hit you right here in a minute. The big one is going to come at you. And the big one is our God. And he's the healer. And by his spirit, he's here this morning. And he's here to deliver you from grief and sorrow and pain. The Apostle Paul wrote in a letter, and the King James says, here again, sorrow not, but the same word is grieve. He said, grieve not, for we're not a people without hope. For we know he's coming. Just as he was ascending, the angel said, now paraphrase, what are you standing here looking at him for? This same Jesus is coming back. This same Jesus. And we're closer today than we were yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, let's get this to the 100. Now, look at the 17th verse. Oh, Lord. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Look, draw near to the gates of death. It is never too late. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now then, the 91st Psalm we talked about the fact that Moses in Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God, he's praying in this psalm, Lord, that thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains and so forth. The days of our years are 70, and by reason of strength they're 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it's soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So 70 or 80 years never was the time span for man. So to find it out, you have to go back, turn to the left, and go to Genesis 6:3 and find out that in God's plan, it's 120 years. So then you come over here to this 91st Psalm. When God appeared to Abram, entered covenant with him, and changed his name to Abraham, He said, I am El Shaddai. El, God. Shaddai, the breasty one, the God that's more than enough. Now, there's three people in this 91st Psalm. This is the soldier's psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. How high?
The Most High.
The most, there, you can't get any higher than that. And when you appeal to this court, you talk about the Supreme Court. And the judge is the Creator. And he's our Father. It's the Father that within that dwells, that does the work. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. So there is a statement. Now, I'm going to read this the way I've studied this psalm a lot. In fact, there's no white left in it. I've highlighted the whole thing. And over a period of time and working with it and studying it, making notes. And then one day the Lord said, would you like me to read that to you? I said, I would, yes. He said, that's a statement. Then he says, now here's your part. I won't go bother explain it. I'll just read it the way it came across to me. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Now I spoke my faith. Now Jesus begins to speak. Surely, Kenneth, he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Why? Well, I said it. I made my faith statement and stood on it. Surely. Well, we could camp on that. This is guaranteed. This is a surety. Surely, Kenneth, he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. We know who that is. He just fouls up everything. And from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you, Kenneth, with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Lie down and go to sleep. Look up your sleep scriptures. David, Absalom was chasing him, trying to kill him, and he said, I just laid down and slept. Then he said, I'll lie down and sleep, O Lord, for you alone make me dwell in safety. Then the 127th Psalm, it is vain to rise up early and sit up late and eat the bread of sorrows, sorrows, grief, toiling, for he gives his beloved sleep. So sleep is a gift. So just I have those written on that on a little yellow tablet right there next to my bed. So sleep is a gift. Well, praise God, I believe I receive it. Kenneth, you'll not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness. Now, the word pestilence is there, or plagues, sicknesses, diseases, pandemics. Amen. A thousand shall fall at your side, Kenneth, and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near you. It won't even get close. And that's a nasty neighborhood. You don't have to be afraid of drive-by shootings. Stage your angels out there. Get in this. They're in here. It's called the soldier's song. You'll not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes, Kenneth, shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. And I wrote right there, like a bad movie. Just your eyes in the middle of all this hell on earth. You're just an observer. Why? You're in the secret place. Of and under what? The shadow of Shaddai. The God who's more than enough. Place yourself in here. We were in Jackson, Mississippi, at a very old hotel. And you can tell it's old when the door going out in the hall has wooden louvers in it to let air in. Well, of course, now it's air conditioned, but that hotel had been over a long time before we got there. Anyway, we'd been invited to preach there, and that's where they put us up. Well, we were up pretty high, and we heard some noise downstairs. And so I went over there at the window and looked. And how it seemed like the name of it was the Top Hat Tavern or something like that. Right across the street. And a fight had started, and it came out in the street. And these people are screaming and hollering, and you can hear them. The sound's coming up and coming in that hotel. And this one guy, he's the loudmouth of the bunch. I was standing there watching him, and there was one man took a pipe and hit this other fellow in the head with it. And he went right round back here like this, and he pulled out a sidearm, and man, he fired that thing downtown there like it was so loud. So I just picked up the phone, just wait for the operator. I mean, this thing is ancient. Operator answered. I said, there's a fight going on downstairs there, and you need to get the police out here. Well, I said, get them out here. Oh, okay. So in a little bit, you heard the sirens. Well, boy, they scattered, and I was standing there watching. They scattered. So I went on and got back in bed. And we heard the elevator coming up. The elevator was just across the hall there. Well, Gloria had already started on the 91st Psalm. She just started quoting it. And then the elevator opened up. We recognized the voice of the man with the pistol. Gloria said, you reckon he found out you called the police? I said, no, he's just drunk. I mean, Gloria got all the way down to long life. You'll satisfy me. Because, this is where the Lord pointed this out, to read this way. Because, Kenneth, you've made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, your living place. I'm dwelling in the secret place. This book is that secret place. Now hide in it. This book is what brought healing to my life. This book brought everything that Gloria and I have into our lives. And as most of you know, we didn't have any way but up to go. Really. Just... there shall no evil befall thee. Kenneth, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. And the Lord stopped right there. Now, he said that's referring to all of the above. Well, sure it is. They keep you in all of your ways. Why? Because you dwell in the secret place. To keep you in all of your ways, they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Kenneth, you'll tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. And the Lord said, now your father is about to speak to you, Kenneth. And he's speaking to Jesus. And the father says, Jesus, because Kenneth set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He'll call on me and I'll answer. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation till he's 120 years old. Amen. Praise God. And this psalm then just literally became a part of my life. And then you come to 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. That just flows right in behind that. Every morning and every night. Now, quote Gloria, if you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the supernatural, you can live in divine health.
My left knee would be really, really painful, and it would bulge out on the inside. And I would be waking up like 2-3 times a night and just kind of crimping along like, holding myself, whatever. And last night, I was able to sleep through the whole night. Before I went to sleep, I told God, I said, I'd really like the knee taken care of and my toe. My toe had been bothering me a little bit, and asked him if he wouldn't have Brother Kenneth call it out, and he did, and I'm like, yes!
I declare your toes are healed. I declare your ankles are healed. I declare your knees are healed.
So today, instead of like grabbing onto things, and kind of getting going, now looky there. I can do pretty good now. God has just been so good to me, and I walk in divine health. I don't get COVID-19 or 15 or 29 or whatever they got out there. I don't get those things because God takes care of me.
One of God's names in the Old Testament is God your healer. If that's who he was then, you can be sure he's the same healer for you today.
I will take sickness from the midst of you. I will fulfill the number of your days.
Find out that God has much to say about your healing with Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This collection of scriptures on healing shares each Bible passage in 4 different translations to help you study the meaning of each verse and get it deep in your heart. Use Healing Promises as a guide to confess God's word over your life every day. Whether you need healing now or want to maintain strength and health all your days, the Word of God is your answer. Take it like medicine and see your faith grow. Meditate on God's healing promises and allow it to go to work. It brings life to your entire being, spirit, soul, and body. The same healing power you read about in the Bible is still available today. Request your free copy of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's book, Healing Promises, available at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Take hold of God's healing promises for you and receive your healing. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God promised healing for his people, and he doesn't break a promise. He is the Lord that heals you, and he doesn't change. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It's the Healing Promises book. Each healing scripture is listed in four different translations. This is a great way to keep God's healing word in front of you all the time. As Ms. Gloria says, put the word of God in your eyes and in your ears. It will get down into your heart and come out of your mouth in faith. This is the Copeland's gift to you. All you have to do to receive your free copy is request it today on kcm.org. The next Healing School with Brother Copeland will be at the Sacramento Victory Campaign on Saturday morning, March 25th in North Highlands, California. I encourage you to come to the entire event that starts on March 23rd. There's something about being in the atmosphere of faith and the Word. This is a place to receive wisdom and answers from God. For more information on the Sacramento Victory Campaign and other KCM events, go to kcm.org. Before we go today, I want to pray for your healing. Father, we are buried with Jesus in the baptism of his death. And like as Christ was raised up from the dead by your glory, even so we also live and walk in the newness of life, healed and made whole by the same resurrection life, according to your will and the riches of your sure mercies. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.